This is another low water site. In the area of the high pier going out to the pontoon are the remains of two crab and lobster fishing vessels. With the end of the Napoleonic Wars, the shipbuilding industry went into decline, and fishing became the main employment for the people of both Warsash and Hamble. Local oyster beds were productive until about 1870, by which time they were overdredged. Crab and lobster fishing took over, with local boats going as far afield as northern France and Ireland. A little further on towards the yacht club slipway are what we believe to be signs of George Parsons' building yard, which he set up in 1807 after losing his Burslem yard. We end our walk here, though we are now on the long-distance Solent Way, which heads east all the way to Emsworth. If, like me, you'd wondered about the history of the wrecks and hulks seen on this walk, I hope that you have been enlightened. This guide was produced by the Hampshire and White Trust for Maritime Archaeology. It was researched, compiled, and presented by Robert Whitten. You can find much more information on this area and our other projects on our website. Just go to www.hwtma.org.uk.